On our last episode of Colorado Edition, we told you about Laramie Foothills Bison Conservation Herd. The Colorado State University team broke new scientific ground recently. Here with an update is KUNC's Stephanie Daniel. So, what's going on with the herd?
When I first visited Soapstone Prairie and Red Mountain in Larimer County, there were 36 bison. Now they're 44. 8 new animals were released into the herd the day after my story aired. One of those bison is a 10-month-old calf called IVF1. She is the first calf conceived through in vitro fertilization and the first in the world using eggs and sperm from bison from Yellowstone National Park. Listen to lead scientist Jennifer Barfield explain the science.
Last year, we had the birth of our first calf that was produced from in vitro fertilization, essentially using the same techniques that are used in human IVF clinics with some slight variations. But we collected some reproductive material from bison that went to slaughter during the winter season. And we recovered that material and made embryos in our lab. And then we froze them until breeding season and then transferred the embryos. And we got our first calf this year from that process.
Why are these Yellowstone genetics so important?
Before America was colonized, tens of millions of bison roamed the country. But by 1890, only about 1,000 remained. And so to help repopulate the species, bison were bred with cows. And now today, there are about 400,000 in the U.S., but most of them still carry cow genes. Yellowstone is one of the few places that actually has pure bison.
But these bison also carry a disease, right?
Yes. Some of the bison have brucellosis, which affects reproduction. When Barfield started her research in 2011, she developed a way to rid the bison of this disease. And she used a technique that was originally created to clean the semen of HIV-positive men. Here she is on that process.
We were taking eggs and we were taking sperm from bison that were seropositive for brucellosis and washing either the embryos or washing the sperm to make sure that the embryos we were creating or the semen that we were going to use to artificially inseminate a female couldn't give her the disease brucellosis. So their main interest and involvement was from that disease mitigation side of things. And then CSU has really pursued the conservation initiatives with the project along with the city and the county.
So what's next for Barfield and her research? Will they continue to grow the herd?
Yes. So Barfield actually has about 1,500 frozen embryos, and they can be used today or 100 years from now. I called her and caught her at a cafe. She and her partners at the City of Fort Collins and Larimer County hope to have 100 bison in the herd one day.
You know, we've worked trying to preserve the genetics of the Yellowstone bison, and part of the management strategy there is to remove animals from that population annually so we can collect that reproductive material and preserve the genetics of those animals that are being removed from the population and, you know, preserve it for the future, but also create offspring like IVF1 that can be then moved to other herds or, you know, to help start new herds with Yellowstone genetics, which is really valuable from a conservation perspective.
And Carly, Soapstone and Red Mountain are open to the public, so people can check out the bison for themselves. I really enjoyed seeing them. They are pretty awesome.
So does that mean I can go check them out then?
Yes, you can go check them out
then.
That
sounds awesome. Thanks for the update, Stephanie.
Sure.
To learn more about the Laramie Foothills Bison Conservation Herd, Jennifer Barfield's research, and the cultural importance of the bison to Native American nations, visit our website, kunc.org.